Hello.
Hello. Hi, I'm
Yes.
calling from Art and Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything today. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Am I talking to Alberta Taylor?
Yes.
Thank you so much. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
And what is it you want to talk about?
About issues facing the community and the nation nowadays.
I don't think I want to talk about it. I mean, what is it? What's the purpose of it?
The purpose is basically doing a research so we can have a better option for you as a people. You know, we have a better perspective of what your thoughts are, you know, about the community
Okay.
and the issues that you might be going through, you know. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog,
No.
or television station? No? Thank you so
No.
much, ma'am. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white,
I'm
Caucasian?
black.
Thank you so much. What is your age? Is it 51?
Yes.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will be voting.
Definitely voting. Thank you so much for your answer, ma'am. And would you say in the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Would you say much more important or somewhat important?
More important.
Okay, thank you so much. And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual?
Because we have a woman that's about to be in the seat.
Because we have a woman that is about to be on the seat, you said, right?
That's correct. It's high time.
Yes, thank you so much. Perfect, thank you for that answer. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, I'm satisfied with the way it is right now, somewhat.
Yes,
we still need more
satisfied.
Money out here. Yeah, we still need more money out here.
Yeah, I totally get it. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or
somewhat
approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you so much for that answer. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think it's getting better.
Getting better. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important.
Can you tell me how much more longer this is going to be?
In about 6 or 5 minutes.
Okay.
We're on the 40% of the survey right now, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll try to do it quicker. Yes, the first one. Oh, you are going to be rating on a scale from 0 to 10. When 0 is not important at all, 5 might be somewhat important, and 10 is the most important. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one is, improving K through 12 public school education.
Important.
Would you say, sorry?
I say that's very important.
Would you say, how would you rate it in a scale from 0 to 10?
Okay, so one would be what? What is one?
0 would be not important at all. 5 would be somewhat important, and 10 would be the most important. But you can use any number from 0
to
10.
So I would say 8.
8. Thank you so much for that answer. Addressing the Black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality material here before, during, and after birth.
8.
Perfect. Thank you. Banning assault weapons.
Say what?
Banning assault weapons.
I don't understand. Say that. I don't understand that. What's the question? What's the statement?
Banning assault weapons.
I'm going to say 8 because I don't understand. 8.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Reducing crime and violence.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl.
8. I don't know what that means. 8.
Raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share.
10.
Thank you so much. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You might choose 2. Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, bringing a new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable, combating the rights of white. Sorry?
The second one that you said.
Bringing in the new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much, then. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And you might actually use 50. That might be meaning that you do not feel any particularly warm or cold. You might use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how do you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, you can say so. The first person is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
100. I like him.
Michelle Obama.
100.
Kamala Harris.
100.
Jill Stein.
Never heard.
J.D. Vance.
Never heard.
Joe Biden.
100.
Donald Trump.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Thank you so much. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Kamala Harris,
for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I think, well, you say if Kennedy was up there?
Sorry?
Did you say Kennedy was up there?
I said Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Okay, thank you so much. In generally speaking, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you so much. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. The first one is, I'm worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
Agree?
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Perfect. Thank you so much. The second one is, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. How do you feel about that one?
Of who? Of what type of people?
Working people.
I agree. Strongly agree.
Strongly or somewhat? Thank you so strongly. Much, then.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. The first one is the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Would you feel Donald Trump
Harris.
Would be better or Kamala Harris?
Harris.
Harris. Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
What about if she will fight for people like you?
Much better.
Gender inequality and fighting the threat to policies that address it.
Kamala Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Securing our borders.
Kamala Harris, much better.
Thank you so much. We're about to finish right now. Okay. Next, I'm going to read you some reasons others has given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote for somebody. A 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not a convincing reason at all. Okay, the first one is, our rights, freedoms, and power are under attack by extremists who feel threatened by our progress and the changing demographics of our country. They are dismantling the policies and laws that so many generations have fought to put in place over the years that tackle racial and gender inequality. That's a good reason?
Yes.
Would you say it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing?
I don't know what to say. I'm going to say convinced, but I guess, I don't know, this is too long. Come on. What's the next?
How to rate it from 0 to 10?
Huh?
How to rate it from 0 to 10?
8, I guess.
8. The second one is, our country is being overrun with illegal immigrants, and the effects are devastating for American citizens. Rather than using our country's resources to build up our own communities, politicians are opening up our borders. This crisis undermines U.S. workers and jobs, increases crime, drains the treasury, and overloads schools and hospitals. We must get out and vote to ensure that we elect leaders who will work for us and put the interests of American citizens first. In a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing do you think that is?
I will say an 8. Yeah.
Hey, thank you. And the last one, we're about to finish, man. We are 90% right now. This last one is, women's health is often overlooked in this country. Among higher income countries. A 10?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, then. The next one is, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now, how would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections? Would you say that's really, really, really more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
It's way more important this year.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. The first one is YouTube. Have you used it in the past 2 days? Thank you. What about TikTok?
Yes.
What about Twitter?
No.
Instagram?
No.
Facebook?
Yes.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
The last year of schooling? I got my GED, 2014, I think it was.
Would you say that is a college degree?
Yes. It's a GED, a high school diploma.
Is it?
I got my high school diploma.
Oh, high school graduated. Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to know also if you're married.
I have college classes too.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what is your marital status?
I am divorced.
Divorced. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Why are you asking me all these questions like this? You know what? I'm done asking.
This is about the last question, ma'am. We're 94 right now. No. No. Ah. Early termination.